Here in Arizona with Rosie on the house, trying to find reasons for you to take care of your house, home, castle, or cabin. Get it in shape so you can get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. And on the topic of getting out and enjoying the great state of Arizona, we're on a website this morning, traillink.com. I couldn't encourage you more if you're there just rolling out of bed, fixing that first cup of coffee, trying to rub the sleep out of your eyes, go on over to your computer and fire it up and go to traillink.com. We're here talking with Mr. Eli Griffin, the manager of Trail Development Resources for Rails to Trails. And you'd be very proud of my wife. She's in the studio this morning with her big Rails to Trails t-shirt on.
Sporting a shirt.
That's great to hear.
And so what would be the advantage of someone joining with 100,000 plus members nationwide? What is membership going to get an Arizona homeowner?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, for us, and the main pitch is that it's support for our work that I touched on earlier.
Yes.
In terms of more, I guess, concrete perks for the member, we do a quarterly magazine with great features on trails around the country.
You have
developing and open trails. Mm-hmm.
You have trails in every state as well, right? So getting that magazine, you're going to learn about places all over the country you might like to visit as well.
That's right. There are at least 3 open rail trails in every state, and usually it's much more than that.
I haven't counted Arizona's, but I'm scrolling the list right here. There's at least 30, may even be more than that. I think there's more than that. That's a good strong list, and it covers a good part of the state. So lots of opportunities. Gary, you actually use one of the trails for your marathon training?
Yeah, half marathon training, the Peavine Trail, which is the old Santa Fe Railroad connection into Prescott. It's a very popular trail. It goes behind Watson Lake and then splits off. If you split off to the right, that's an old rail line that goes to mining back in the Bradshaw Mountains back in the day, and then opens up into Prescott Valley. It's a great trail. Anybody can do it.
Now, is it, like, when you say anybody, is it, like, handicap accessible?
Well,
or is it gravel?
It's gravel and dirt in some areas. So, if you are in a wheelchair, I would be very, just be very careful.
And Watson Lake has plenty of paved trails all around it anyway. So
absolutely.
That's just a great trailhead location.
Mm-hmm.
And the website will tell you what the trails are made of. And Eli, isn't that what y'all call one of your Hall of Fame trails, that Peavine Trail in Prescott?
That's exactly right. It is our sole representative from Arizona in the Rail Trail Hall of Fame. But there are only about 30 trails in it around the country. So it's quite an accomplishment.
What does that tell us, that it's a Hall of Fame? How does a trail earn that?
Mm-hmm. It's selected on a variety of criteria. Generally, scenic value is a main one. But the thing that they all have in common is that they're well-used and well-loved by their community.
I mean, y'all could be anywhere in the state. I'm clicked onto a trail now, Mojave and Milltown Railroad Trail, which is in western Arizona along the Colorado River in Mojave County. Absolutely some of the most rugged country in all of Arizona, but it looks like a great trail. It's several miles long, lots of beautiful country, tons and tons of different opportunities. The thing I like about the website, Eli, is you can search trail by so many different things, by location, by trail type. I mean, you can search, if we've encouraged a lot of Arizona families to get engaged with geocaching as an excuse to get outside and get the kids, on the trail. You can search the website by geocache activity. That's awesome.
Yeah, we love it. And we recently launched an app version of our website, too, with all the same features you just mentioned. Just for when you're actually out on the trail, on the go, it's really easy to just take a look, make sure you're still on the right trail's route, if it's part of a trail network, look for other ones nearby, that sort of thing. It's a great resource.
I did download it. It's just as easy to use as the website. It's very nice. And you can record your own things as well and keep track of what you've done. And
mm-hmm.
Lots of great features.
That's Rails to Trails, folks. Mr. Eli Griffin, manager of Trail Development Resources. In the last little minute here, is there anything else you'd like the Arizona homeowners to know about Rails to Trails?
Just that they're a great place to go out and experience nature, take your family, go train for a marathon, as I heard one of you might have been doing. Just go out there, just see the great state you have separated from car traffic, and enjoy.
Awesome. Mr. Eli Griffin, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us here at Rosie on the House.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, man. Thanks a million. When did this come on your radar screen? This has kind of been a topic you've been nursing along here for a little while.
I just, you know, scroll on the internet all the time and just saw that they're actually having a big event. So I kind of tuned in, decided to do a little research and thought they were pretty amazing.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the rails to trails avenues we've been on here in Arizona to kind of give y'all a cheater view into maybe one or two that you might want to put on your bucket list early. Right here at Rosie on the House.